From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Brazil has become the latest country to take on the pharmaceutical industry over the high cost of AIDS drugs. Brazil says it will start making cheap copies of a patented AIDS drug without the permission of the patent holder, the Swiss firm Roche. Brazil has been threatening to break drug patents for years, but this is the first time it's followed through. NPR's Martin Casti reports from Rio de Janeiro.
The Brazilian government guarantees free AIDS drugs to all 100,000 known HIV sufferers, rich and poor. The policy has slashed the AIDS death rate in half in some parts of the country, and it's won international praise. But it's also been an expensive policy, especially in the last few months, as the sliding value of the Brazilian currency has effectively raised the price of imported drugs. One of the most expensive is nelfinavir, a frequent component of the so-called AIDS cocktail. Health Minister José Serra says the government simply can't afford to import the drug anymore.
Só com este medicamento nós estamos gastando 220 milhões de reais por ano.
We are spending $88 million a year on this one drug alone. At this rate, we won't have the resources to keep this program going for all the people who need it. That's why we're declaring a compulsory license.
A compulsory license means the Brazilian government is breaking the drug's patent on the grounds that AIDS is a national emergency. The government will allow domestic pharmaceutical companies to copy the drug in return for a nominal royalty fee to the patent holder, in this case the Swiss pharmaceutical company Roche. The Brazilians say Roche left them no choice, but in a written statement the company says it was surprised by yesterday's announcement, because it has offered a large discount on the drug. The company also says it believes there's still hope for a deal. Brazil's threat to copy drugs is credible. The Brazilians already make cheap versions of older AIDS drugs that don't have patent protection, and researchers in Rio have cracked the formula for newer ones, such as nelfinavir. That know-how enabled the government to negotiate discounts on two drugs made by the American company Merck earlier this year.
Jornal Nacional.
Queda de braço internacional.
Brazilian news coverage has been patriotic in tone, especially on the dominant network TV Globo, which ran complimentary stories last night about the government's decision to play hardball with multinational drug companies. Health Minister José Serra is likely to be the government's candidate for president next year, but he's been struggling in the polls. When he announced the decision to break the patent yesterday, he went to the Congress building, where the TV cameras are, and declared, in his words, "Brazil is not a nation of suckers, no matter what the drug companies think."
This whole problem of AIDS has been a very important part of his campaign of showing his very efficient performance as health ministry.
Political analyst David Fleischer says the AIDS drug program is one of the few things the current administration has to brag about, especially after fiascos in other areas, such as California-style power shortages. Fleischer says Brazilians like the international attention they've received, and breaking this patent will play to that feeling of national pride.
That's part of our nationalist or nationalism current, that you can stand up to the multinationals and that you can gain high marks in international organizations.
The Brazilian government has even scored public relations points against the United States this way. Washington had filed a petition with the World Trade Organization to bar Brazil from breaking drug patents. But with growing international criticism of the Americans' perceived support of profits over public health, the White House decided to drop the matter a couple of months ago. Martin Casti, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.